Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Adam Murphy, and this week I've been looking for an answer to a really cool question from Mike.
When the outside temperature is hovering around the freezing mark, the condensation or dew on my automobile windshield is in a liquid state. But if I wipe the windshield, the liquid water changes to ice. Why is that?
It can be a real pain. One moment you're just wiping your windshield on a cold morning. The next, you've got to go about taking all the ice off. But what's going on? I reached out to Liz Thomas, paleoclimatologist at the British Antarctic Survey here in Cambridge, to find out.
This is the result of a phenomenon known as supercooling, the process of lowering the temperature of a liquid below its freezing point without it becoming a solid. This happens because they lack something to start the freezing process called a seed crystal.
This can happen to water bottles too. You can put them in your freezer and they won't freeze. That is, until you give them a knock.
On a cold morning, when the temperatures are close to zero, the water vapour in the air, or the dew in your windscreen, is in this supercooled state. The action of spreading the supercooled droplets over the cold surface of the windshield turn the water vapour into ice. This is because the windshield is generally colder than the surrounding air.
Sloshing the water around on your windshield, then, makes a point the water can freeze from. So, you're a superhero. You can turn water into ice with just your hand. But it's not all so chill.
Another example of supercooling is freezing rain. In this case, the rain droplets become supercooled in the upper atmosphere, but remain as supercooled droplets until they reach the Earth's surface, where they turn into ice. This can be a real problem for aeroplanes, where the ice can build up rapidly on the wings and make flying incredibly dangerous.
And as Alan Calvert pointed out on the forum, supercooled water can freeze in seconds. So thanks to Liz Thomas for giving an answer to such a nice question. Next week, we're answering this one from Vinny.
I have read mosquitoes have a preference for blood type and prefer people with type O blood over those with type B, but prefer type B over type A. Is this true? And how do they know the difference between types?
So what do you think? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. I'm Adam Murphy, and thanks very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.